All right, good evening, everyone. So just to finish off tonight's Simon Gimel in the Kitzer, so we're up to Sif Gimel. Asr Lelech Bekoma Zakufa, Vigaron Nota. It's an interesting halacha. One should not walk. Koma Zakufa literally means like an erect posture. Vigoron Natui, an outstretched neck. Kinyan Shene Emar, Vatelachnon Netuyos Garon Vigomer. Because again, what the Kitzer is saying is, even when a person walks, a person must assume a posture of modesty. What he's describing over here is that someone who walks with a totally erect posture, or somebody goes in and walks with an outstretched neck, so that ultimately represents a certain level of arrogance. Rather, however, he says, interestingly enough, when we come back home, lo yachov roshe yoser midai, but a person also shouldn't bend his head forward too much, ela b'mida beinonis, but rather, again, assume a type of middle type of posture. So what's the middle type of posture? So a person has to stand straight enough that you should be able to see the people who are coming towards you. On the other hand, the gamira midrach kaf raglo. But at the same time, a person should also be conscious of his footsteps. So heads up high enough that I could see those who are coming towards me, and ultimately low enough that I could be able to see my own steps that I'm taking. It's interesting. He says, vigami mahalcho. So just in the footnotes over here, he writes, furthermore, velo yoros b'shus harabim, one should not run in the public domain. The idea being that one is supposed to conduct themselves in a bakavadik manner, in a genteel type of fashion when in public. Of course, the exception to this rule is shul, right? In fact, again, the Shulchan Aruch actually brings this down. For example, one is not supposed to run on Shabbos, because the idea is on Shabbos, even the way that I walk is supposed to be different than what I do throughout the rest of the week. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the one exception is if I'm coming to shul. Specifically, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're late to shul. But again, even if you're not late to shul, the Mishnah Berurah says there's a special din of just running into shul with a certain amount of zeal. But here what the kids is really adding in is that when one is in public, one should conduct themselves in a particular way. One doesn't go running around the Rosh Hashanah. He says, Ela mistake lamata umahalich bishuk ke'adam shutarud ba'asakav. This wording of it is the wording of the Rambam, which is quite amazing. Rather, a person is supposed to walk around and what? And walk around and look like someone who has a lot on their mind. Isn't this fascinating? So the way I'm supposed to walk around is that it appears that somebody looks at me and they say, oh, there's a person who's got a lot on his mind. What is the kids are saying? At the end of the day, the Jew is never lighthearted. Meaning, the Jew is never without something to think about, or maybe the better term is, the Jew is never carefree. There is always something to think about, there is always something to contemplate, and as such, says the Kitzer, the way that I walk around in public has to reflect that level of COVID Rosh, has to reflect that level of life seriousness, that my mind is on important things. He goes on, he says, Gami mahalcho shal adam mikar im chachal ubaldehu, Oshota v'sachal. It's very interesting. From the way a person walks, you can tell if the person is wise and has much intellect, or if a person is a fool. V'chein amar shlomo b'chachmasal, v'gam b'derech sh'asachal holeich libo chaser, v'omer lakol sachal. Shlomo says the way in which a foolish person walks is a lack of thought, and it broadcasts to everyone that he's a fool. Humodia lakol alatzmo shu sachal. Sometimes through the way a person walks, the way a person conducts themselves in public, ultimately, you're able to see the true quality of the individual. As we close out this simon, you see that the Kitzer is developing a theme. And the theme is trying to find this middle of the road. We saw this by clothing. So the Kitzer said, one shouldn't wear too expensive of clothing, but one also shouldn't look like a shmata. I'm supposed to wear nice clothing, but it's supposed to be respectable bakavadik clothing, but not representing someone who places too much emphasis on the material. I'm supposed to walk around, and I'm supposed to be a mensch, I'm not supposed to walk around with my head in the ground, bumping into things, not seeing people, I'm supposed to make eye contact, I'm supposed to acknowledge the other, I'm supposed to be a sociable person, I'm supposed to hold my head high, because I'm proud of who I am, of what I am, but at the same time, not too high, because that's arrogance. I'm supposed to walk around, again, we know from Pirkei Avos, with a smile on my face, but not a smile like an out-to-lunch smile, like you see very often, but rather a smile of simchas achayim, but a serious simchas achayim. Life is good, Baruch Hashem, I have much bracha, but there's a lot on my mind, there's a lot that I'm thinking about, because life is important, the day is important, and there's much I have to contemplate. Says the Kitzer, life is all about finding the middle road in how we dress, in how we talk, and even how we walk. Yagdol Tzor V'Yadir.